Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, day 17, lads, what's
happening? Wow, we are back.
Flying through at 6 to go. Is it 6 to go?
6 to go, mate, aye. It's been unbelievable, innit?
What an
effort
night,
for the boys, innit? Crowd, we could listen, a wee bit quieter, but listen, crowd
got in it in the intro, didn't they?
Aye, by the way, I was like the battling villain, innit?
I hate it.
Getting booed. But listen.
You fed off that, though, didn't you?
Aye,
you loved that.
And I won the heated tennis, didn't I? Because that's a sign of big character, that.
Yeah, two fingers to the critics.
Yeah, just did that.
It is the Rangers Supporters Club, for that.
I don't know about last night. It was just the Rangers Supporters Club last night. Yeah, Kev had some reception, didn't he?
No, I got a day release last night, so they all come up to see me.
Couldn't understand a fucking word any of them were saying.
By the way.
No, they understood me.
That's what I'm saying. We couldn't understand a word the crowd was saying, all these Stranraer people, man.
By the way, coming in this morning.
I actually got a chicken bone stuck in my throat. There were some lovely girls.
What are the lovely girls? I've never seen them.
No, there's never any lovely
girls. Has there been any?
There's been a few, because obviously they would contact me first before they go.
Yeah, you sorted it.
Just a quick, I'm going to say on the camera, if you're going to come here and heckle, you will get put in your place straight away.
You'll get slaughtered.
You'll get slaughtered, so bring it. See, you want to come up, shout stuff on the stage, we'll embarrass you.
Aye. And I don't think it's never a good idea to heckle when you're on the front row and we can actually see what you look like.
You know what I mean? A bag of shite.
Aye.
Because the thing is, we've got a mic and you've no, so nobody can hear you. Aye. And the whole crowd can hear us.
Yeah.
So shut your mouth and just go on it.
Just shut your mouth and go.
By the way, lads, before we go, I have to say this.
Wait, we need to do the intro for Grosvenor first. You want to do it first since you're on a... You want
why
to continue on this?
You?
Well, me and Si have got a heated argument today.
Right, say the Grosvenor thing first, then we'll get in it.
In partnership with Grosvenor Sport, when you bet £10 on any match you get, £30 in free bets. Wow, what a company. They've been superb, haven't they? In the quarters, haven't they? Won last night.
Aye, they did, aye.
Extra time.
Got to fancy himself now, isn't it, after France?
So, coming along the day, coming to work, a cyclist going around the row, holding two Greg's bags while he's cycling. The one and only Kevin Kyle. Bit cycled for Cumbernauld.
Aye, Cumbernauld into the podcast this morning, right along the canal. Amazing, what?
What was that thing you said he had on his seat that he was getting?
It was funny though. It was a strange seat. Pointed up the way.
Well, this lazy
took
twat.
Took the seat up and you sat on the pole with a rusty pole.
This lazy twat, right, lives 0.5 miles from here. He's in an Uber.
Aye, but I didn't.
Very lazy.
No, very lazy.
No, but I didn't get bad. But when you talked about that house down there?
Oh,
they taught me at the top of the close last night.
This guy,
and what's happening with this flat? He was 30th on the list about a year ago.
I think it's
a myth.
Did the rent go up?
No, but the money I'm making now, like, I don't.
Oh, you want a better flat?
I've got a bit better now, mate. I'm not going back to that crap.
Yeah. So you still staying with your mar?
No.
You've had a good tour, mate, to be fair, haven't you?
Been brilliant. Up and down, innit?
Aye,
yeah. Well, I did about you at the beginning because you were that singing and his voice started to go, but it's came back, yeah.
Gives a wee song then.
I gives a wee something. You've got that.
Just so people know that you've still got it.
I thought you could do a bit of Rod Stewart with the huskiness you've got in your voice.
No.
He's always good at Caledonia, it always goes down really well.
It's amazing that how much he knows the words.
Which Jake goes down worse, that or the cans?
Or the Jason Derulo.
No, but see, by the way.
Jason Derulo went down alright, I thought last night.
See, like he's no.
People were asking for it, but nobody else joins in.
But see, like he's no, though. We're in the change room, I'm like, lads, we're not doing the cans tonight because nobody's bothered about it. And he's like, everybody loves it. And I came out and did that, not a reaction for them or yous.
Yeah. Mate, it's a centrepiece of the show, mate. You need to do it. Do you know why we don't get a reaction? Because you spray it all errors.
I know, mate. I was fucking soaked again last night. You get your cans out, you get your jugs out in that dressing.
I tell you, else has been soaked recently. His pits, haven't they?
Oh, aye.
Look at him, man.
You know what? Emma! Oh, no, man. Why do you agree on a day like this? It's worth it, though, for fashion.
It's a good sign of good health.
Oh, I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. No, I don't need you anymore.
I don't need you anymore. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Minted, coffee.
Best place. Best of I've got to see the best in the West End, but it's not the best in Britain.
Is that the nicest bean you've tasted on Euros?
No. It's a great bean, but it's certainly not. It's not like it.
Right, what's your, what you got to, you want to get the Stones Rudiger thing?
Aye.
Right.
So what I'm going to say is before we say, he came in and said, I've got these stats. An argument is, when it's done then and there. The best people in arguments is when it finishes, you go home and go like, I wish I'd said that, I wish I'd said that. Anybody can go away and get stats and do this, but when it mattered, I outdone you yesterday.
What was your point, outdone us? Your opinion, he was a better centre, that's my opinion.
Your thing was that if Rudiger's that good, Man City would just go and sign him.
Well, the signed defenders every year, aren't they? They would just took him for Roma, and they, the reason why you never...
No, but that, you can see that, but every defender's good.
Laporte, better player than Rudiger for me, and Stones plays ahead of him.
But you've said
that actually you like Ruben Dias. Pep actually moves him to on his weak side to get Stones on his good side.
But see, before Ruben Dias came in, there were a shambles, Man City. Everybody said the other. So if
this was a collective, that was a collective. That was a collective. That's not just John Stones.
But if Laporte and Stones were this good, why did they go and spend $75 million on Dias?
Rudiger's also got two of the best defensive midfielders ever that sit in front of him.
Ever.
They're Kante and Jorginho. And the world, two of the best in the world. Two of the best in the world right now. Two of the best in the world right now. They didn't move through their slots. Stones is left exposed all the time.
Mate, Man City.
Man City played with one sitter and that's it.
See the situation. The situation Man City are in the new is exactly what Liverpool were in. Van Dijk comes in and whoever plays alongside Van Dijk, like, he's very good. Very, very good because of Van Dijk's there. Exact same as Diaz.
No, that's a different.
And what you've said
that's
is.
Totally different.
And what you've said is, you've said for the whole season that about Aya, I don't care.
I know you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care if he's good in the ball, I want my defender to defend. You've changed that now.
No, I've not, because John Stones, he's got a player next to him who defends in Diaz, so he's the guy that takes the ball.
Are you saying
so if I had got a guy next to him like Diaz, then I'd be buzzing.
Are you saying Stones is a
better... But he doesn't, he's a young guy, so I wanted him to be the guy that went and defended.
Are you saying Stones is a better defender than Rudiger? A better defender?
For what I would want for my team as a centre-back, yeah, I would want John Stones.
No, as a defender, yeah, yeah. You're saying Stones is better than Rudiger?
Yeah. Rudiger kind of passed the ball. He's basically Stephen Craigan.
We're talking about a defender. First and foremost, defend. If you ask any centre forwards, you would rather play against Stones than Rudiger.
But how do you
because
want
he's an animal.
Who could you ask though?
I don't know, but I think. Would you think, Andy? There.
I don't know, mate.
Rudiger is much more aggressive than Stones.
No, I would agree that, but John Stones is mild. He's quicker. He's better in the air. Better
quicker
in the ball. Uh-huh.
Than Rudiger.
Stones is quick, mate.
So is Rudiger. Rudiger's
definitely quicker than John Stones.
You'd rather
but
Stones.
I wouldn't say. I don't know who's better.
Mate, did you see Rudiger in the Champions League? Real Madrid, he was the best player on the pitch. And the final was the best.
Over the Champions League. He didn't get a game for Chelsea, mate. For a good part of the season.
Paul, what I will say to you is
that good,
I've told you.
Paul, he can't get a game for Chelsea for the first half of the season.
The most reactive guy I've ever met in my life. If Stones has a bad month, Stones is the worst
player. No.
Mate, everybody was saying Stones was done before Diaz came in. Company was there.
Said he was done.
Could he get a game?
No,
Diaz, before Diaz came in?
No, he couldn't.
He couldn't? They're putting Fernandinho back.
Stones had a period where he totally lost it.
Yeah, he totally lost it altogether. And then Diaz comes in, and every defender that comes in with Diaz is brilliant. The same as Liverpool. When Van Dijk comes in, every other centre half it plays, he's very good.
I disagree.
Would you say whoever wins tonight wins the argument? It used to.
Well, it depends what you want. But what I'm saying is, if you go and... I look at my defenders, who's the best defender? I'm not saying who's the best on the ball.
Well, so that's different then, because you want your teams to defend, I want to dominate the ball.
No, I'm talking about...
The reason Man City can dominate the ball so much is because they've got a centre-half like John Stones who can step in and keep the ball.
Mate, Man City...
Rudiger can
so
never
Man
play.
City dominate because of John Stones' play?
Because they've got a centre-half that can step in 100%. He's an extra man in midfield, that's why their fullbacks are so good, because they can play as midfielders.
But you've
as well.
said that if you want somebody to put a midfielder in, you said that last season. If you want somebody to play, get a midfielder in.
Yeah, but John Stones,
I never said that.
Is that not easier for John Stones to step in because of how well Man City keep the ball high up, so it's easy to step in?
What do you mean?
Like when he steps in at the midfield to help, it's because Man City dominated the ball. See, Chelsea dominated the ball.
No, but they because they've not got centre halves like John Stones. That's why they can't dominate the ball. Because they've got Zouma and Rudiger who can't.
Yeah, but the defence don't dominate the ball, surely.
That's where you start. The reason Man City could play the way they can play is because Edison gets the ball and passes to John Stones. Rudiger? Imagine Edison
passes to Stones. He slings about 90 yards.
So Man City then put it for the back.
No, but what I'm saying is, have you seen Rudiger? Can he pass the ball?
Have you asked Rudiger to go and play for Man City and take the ball off Edison for the back? No, he couldn't do that.
I could.
No, he couldn't.
He could.
I disagree.
That, see, this myth now about football, that centre halves, you need, mate, if you can't pass the ball at that level.
Well, no, he was off.
Do you know what I mean, though? Rudiger can play the ball. Mate, Chelsea passed the ball out. So you're saying Chelsea just punt it?
No, I'm not saying they do, but they didn't play it as well as Man City.
But that's Pep, that's no.
He's the best. That's what I'm saying. It all depends what kind of centre half you want.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, and I know that if I was playing, I would hate to play against Rudiger, Rallon, Stones. As a defender, if you're a striker...
Yeah, when you've got the ball, but... Yeah. On it, off the ball, you just leave him on it. Go and you break his down. You kick the ball to the pitch.
What would you rather?
Stones would play through you, play through
the eyes. A defender that's not the greatest.
But Stones does defend. Tell me an instant last year where Stones' man scores for a corner or he gets bullied.
It was near the end of the season. I can't remember the instant, but I'll get it for you.
Well, Rudiger couldn't get a game for Chelsea, mate.
But you keep saying,
for Chelsea, who was sixth in the league at the time, you couldn't get a game.
Did you see the Champions League final?
Paul has one game. John Stones got over 30.
He's won the trophy when
John Stones won the Premier League trophy.
Aye, Champions League's better. I mean, he had Lampard as his manager.
Poor teams have won Champions Leagues before. Poor teams have never won Premier Leagues.
But I'm saying, and I know you know, that you, first and foremost, when you look at
I would rather John Stones in my team. You'd rather Rudiger, that's it. Man City conceded, was it 10 goals less than Chelsea last year? And scored 30 more.
Are you business?
So Man City an attacking team. Rudiger plays in a defensive team.
Have you seen two
Tottenham scored 10 more goals under Mourinho, defensive manager,
but
than Chelsea?
But when are you business on since Lampard came in or since Tuchel?
Doesn't matter. Rudiger's still part of the team. So you're just saying it's a manager then?
No, but you said it doesn't matter about the manager.
So Rudiger wasn't a part of the team that was hopeless?
No, but you said it doesn't matter.
So you're only just taking him at the good points. That was your argument for Stones.
Right, lads.
Of course it's important who your manager is. Man City have got the best manager in the world.
You just said Lampard. Tuchel. You're talking Tuchel up.
No, but what I'm saying is Lampard was there. He was a novice. So Rudiger's, all the boys have come out. Jorginho's come out and said he wasn't ready for the job.
Right, it doesn't matter. Let's move on. You're like Rudiger, I like Stones, that's it.
But you've said in the past, you, first and foremost, when you look at a defender...
But a team's all about balance, Paul. I'm saying John Stones is good because he's got a guy in Diaz next to him that can defend. He defends Stones' plays. Stones also defends as well. As I've said to you, when does he ever get bullied at it?
Do you know what I will say? You've grown into a man, mate. That's
100%. See, if that had been a year ago, man, he'd have folded like a deck of cards there, but he stood strong.
I just think, for me, looking at my defender, I want a defender rather than a guy that's better at playing it. And I'm saying Stones can defend, but Rudiger's a much more aggressive defender than Stones.
You say about playing it...
Rudy!
See, when you say about playing it, do most defenders not just go 5 yards sideways, 5 yards at midfield? So what's this playing out? Is John Stones just threading balls through to strikers? Is that what John Stones is doing?
Right, Rudiger plays it like John Stones, right? That's it.
No, I'm just asking, because I'm yet to see...
It's going to happen because...
What are you talking about? So you're saying that Rudiger does what John Stones does?
Andy, you're shooting centre-half, right? When they pass it to the back.
Honestly.
Like, they only go side to side.
That's like saying John Suter's the same player as Popescu.
But John Suter can play it for the back, but John Suter doesn't play things...
Much better than Popescu can.
Who's Popescu?
The other centre-half for Hearts. That's an odd nonsense. So you're saying every centre-half just passes 5 yards? No, they don't. John Suter steps in and plays like a midfielder. John Stones does the same, that's why they're the better centre-halves.
I think you're overthinking how centre-halves deal with...
No, I'm not. What? That's what John Stones does. He goes and plays as an extra midfielder. Suter does it for Hearts. That's why John Stones will go and play a higher level than any other Hearts centre-half, because he can step in and play and defend. John Stones is the
same. There's a reason why Pep had to go and spend 80 million a centre-half. To show them up, Diaz. That's the reason why Stones was that good.
To play next to John Stones. But he went and bought somebody to play with John Stones.
He's with three defenders beside him.
So he'd have just played Laporte there on his left foot. He went and put Diaz on his weak side to get John Stones in the team.
Better. It's made everyone the centre-half better.
So why did he not just play Laporte on his good side and play Diaz on his good side?
You're going to ask him that?
I'm asking you.
No, but what I'm saying is, we're talking about Rudiger and Stones. I'm
so if Diaz is that good, why not just play Laporte? The other guy you signed for 60 million.
They did play him.
When?
They were taking the other three centre-halves.
Well, last year?
Yeah.
No, it was Stones and Diaz. You're talking nonsense.
It wasn't it?
Right, let's go.
This was good. That was good, though. I like that.
It was good. We'll do a poll later to see who was right. Stay on your side.
But I'm saying, all I'm saying is Rudiger's... I would take Rudiger ahead of Stones.
But that's because you want to defend.
Inside would take Stones.
I want to play.
Individual opinions. Maybe he's wrong.
Right. Game of the tournament yesterday. France, unplayable.
That was a game of the tournament right there.
We'll start with Spain first. They started first. Spain looked good. Morata's scoring goals now.
Do you know why as well? Because of Laporte, I think. Nah, it was two games of
There's
the tournament.
There's another thing for you. Rodri can't get a game for Spain. That's who Stones has got in front of him. Rudiger's got Jorginho, the Italian centre midfielder, and Kante, the France centre midfielder.
Who was the other two yesterday? It was Busquets, Pedri and Koke, wasn't it? Koke. I tell you what, Spain have went under the radar, aren't they?
Nah.
To be honest, I still don't fancy them. I told you yesterday, I don't have the same level of trust in Morata as I do in other strikers that are in the tournament. And you seen that yesterday. I know he took his goal well, but the chances he passes up every game.
He missed two easier ones than the one he
actually
scored.
The one in the first half.
The header is a sitter. And
can you win it without a striker? It's no.
Listen, we're talking, is it Morata? He's not a bad player, but you're looking at Belgium with Lukaku. Harry Kane, if he starts firing at England, you've got more trust on them to score goals, aren't you? And Spain have probably created more chances for the striker than any other team in the tournament. So, but big Patrick Schick, I know, man.
I know, goals,
but it does seem this tournament, though, it does feel that you might not need that.
I would agree with you, because if you look at the amount of goal scorers they've actually scored, like, I know Schick scored 4, Lukaku's got 4, Benzema's 4, Ronaldo's 5.
And they do it.
Apart from that, there's loads of other teams with like individual scorers all over the place, so it's not as if everybody's is the main strikers just scoring the goals. But for me, like you say, Spain, they've won 5-3 and obviously got an extra half an hour at it, a lot of goals, but they could have had a lot of goals in the first 90, so they are creating enough chances. You create enough chances, whether your striker's firing or not firing, he's going to get in the end of something, and if he doesn't get it, somebody else is going to get it. That's the way I always see it. If you create enough chances, you'll get goals eventually.
Spain dominate the boys well, didn't they, in games at the play? It's so important at this level, now.
I think, no, when it goes, maybe need a lit.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it is tight, you might need that wee bit up front, and I think it's been like that.
So in the bigger games, when they're not creating,
yeah, you need
10,
a wee bit of magic
chances.
Up the final third, I think they might like that.
Have they got midfielders that can score a goal? Torres, he can grab a goal, can't he?
Ferran Torres, aye. The boy Sarabia has scored a couple now. Yeah. Pedri's a player,
isn't he? He's brilliant, man.
Oh, how old is he?
21 or something.
He is a player.
Yeah. What about the OG, man?
One of the worst I've seen.
Stop passing the ball back to the keeper.
But it was a 90-yard back pass, you know what I mean? It was like, surely you can deal with that.
Yep.
Paul Lambert used to do that in the reserves, mate. Playing the reserves, mate, the ball being like a half volley, half volley it back to the goal.
Tommy Graff's impressed.
Tommy Graff's never done impressed. He was on the same team as him.
Surely the guy's passing.
Have you seen the serious one? Remember, you could pass it back to goals and they could catch it.
Aye.
He's actually got it in the final third and he's booted it back to the Rangers keeper.
How was that ever a rule?
I know, that was ludicrous, wasn't it?
I think that the midfielder that's passed it back could have took a touch and maybe laid it off 5 yards, 10 yards somewhere else. I don't think it needs to go all the way back there. Yeah. But again, the goalkeeper, that happens all over the pitch at every moment. Somebody lit one over the underneath the thing. It just, when it happens right bang in the middle of the goal, can't do anything about it.
You've got to fancy them against Croatia in the next day. Sorry, Switzerland the next round though.
Yeah.
But then it could be them and Italians or Belgians in the semi.
Do you think it could be a smaller nation that wins it?
No.
Do you think so, like Czech or?
Belgium have got to step up now, haven't they? What a chance they've got.
It's a chance. But see, when you look at it, right, you've got Switzerland now, Denmark, it's going to be a Sweden and Ukraine, and a Czech Republic in the quarterfinal.
Mm.
Like, I know we don't want to dwell on it too much, but imagine Scotland did just beat Czech Republic in the first game.
But they're obviously a good side.
They are a good side.
9 OGs in the tournament. Missed of all time, what you put
top
it in.
Top scorer.
OG.
Top scorer, big OG, isn't
he? Great big boy, isn't
he? Yeah, some player.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe just
their defender.
By the way, some of the own goals have been terrible as well.
Quality of the balls in the box.
Oh, Jack, good quality? Like?
Aye, good quality. Because you put the balls in the right area, make defenders have to make a decision. See if you get a wee bit of pressure on you. Make mistakes.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of missed penalties as well there.
Aye, there has been a lot of missed penalties.
There's quite a lot of missed penalties, but it's pressure. I just think when you get into these latter stages, the last 16, see the likes of your Denmarks, your Switzerland's, they become better. They become really hard to beat. And they've got that chance of holding on to something. Like you look at Denmark won it 92, then you saw the Greece team that just defended like forever, and they won it. Why could I? And they seem it's no fancy won it, because these big teams, likes of France last night, 3-1 up, 20 minutes to go or something, popping it about, and then all of a sudden it just flipped.
Wait, to be fair, we did say that a couple of days ago, didn't we? That France, have they been impressive for the three group games that they had?
What were they playing last night? Was that 4-4-2?
Played a diamond.
Griezmann behind.
Celtic were doing it last year, you just kind of prep. They're just popping the ball into them. Nobody goes to the wide players, eh?
No.
I tell you what, right, like, Mbappe had a poor tournament, didn't he? Like, forget about even regardless of missing the last penalty, because that doesn't matter, but you're talking about him and Haaland as being the next two best in the world. Mbappe, what is he, 22 now?
22,
yeah. What about the one last night? Pompous played him in and he's let it run
and left.
Why is it just
right?
I know. I watched it back in the replay and I thought maybe when it's come through, has it come through too fast that he couldn't get his feet sorted to do the right foot?
Yeah.
But you would at least try that first before letting it, because if it was too fast to go on your right, it's definitely going to be too fast to go on your left. I know he's quick, but sometimes as quick as he is, ties his legs in knots sometimes. Like, he'll do a step over really fast and he'll get the defender to move where he wants him, but he's not sorted his feet out enough to get it out his feet to shoot.
Yeah.
Remember when he first burst on the scene, they were talking about comparing him to like Ronaldo 9.
He can still get there, nah.
Yeah, it's frightening to be fair.
He
is very, very good, but I don't think, I don't know.
Have you ever scored an on goal, anyone?
Aye.
Who for?
Motherwell 16s. I was at front post, marked the front post.
Corner,
kind of flicked it in, burst out greeting after it.
Did you?
Rochdale.
I don't know if it's under 16s, but I had to come off after it.
Rochdale, on loan, having a stinker. Gaffer gave us a start, proved myself. I had a shocker off first half, couldn't half time. He says, Kevin, you've got 10 minutes. So I'm obviously geared up to come out. 5 minutes out of the second half, corner comes in, I've tried to backheel it out the park, straight in the top corner.
Lost me.
Cooked.
You saw the wrong goal?
Playoff semi final on the telly.
No way.
I made a Charlton, scored in the own goal, and then I got hooked. I had a fucking shocker after it.
When did you get hooked after it?
60 minutes. And then I was like, on the bench laughing, right, with the manager. And Gary Burt was a commentator. I went, I don't know what he's laughing at. He's going to lose his team this game.
Oh, wow.
So did you score an own goal? When did you score the own goal?
12 minutes in, mate. We were 2-1 up the early doors, man. The goalie came in.
Was that the game? It was like 5-4 or something like that?
No, that was Sheffield United. This was Charlton at the Valley.
See, after you'd done that, were you trying to do everything to
hide and seek champion of the world, mate?
Oh, wow.
I know, terrible. I hate myself for it.
Is that a bad on goal?
I should have done better. I shit myself a wee bit. right, Paul, but we need to ask you. I thought he was brilliant. Roy Keane, first half he was poor, right? And they slaughtered him. Second half for me, he was the best player on the pitch. And then they come out and say he can't play in a two. He's agreeing or disagreeing?
Disagreeing. I think everyone, Roy Keane, obviously because they see Paul Bitt out, he's unbelievable for France. They must have a wee bean up on it because he maybe doesn't get it for Man U, they don't think. But what they were coming up with last night was a lot of nonsense. He was the best player on the pitch. And for some reason, whatever, after the game, they pick him out to slag him.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not having
that. That's what we always say, if you're a character, you're mayor. People criticise you more. Can't he was poor second half, not a word said about him.
Just kept getting the ball,
mate. Yeah. It's Paul Pogba. They always say he's a myth. The reason he went to Juventus in the first place and became the superstar that he was because of how good he was. That's why Man United brought him back. He's maybe not hit the heights at Old Trafford the second time round, but Man United haven't hit the heights, so it's difficult. last night, in the formation, the setup that they played, Canty obviously helps him because it gives him that wee bit of freedom. But Roy Keane, for Roy Keane and Gary Neville to just to pick out the negatives, like, nobody really wants to cares about the negatives. You sign somebody on what potential they can do, and what he can do with the ball is incredible. See that goal?
But see, when you say this thing about discipline, right? See, Pogba's doing everything on the ball. Surely that's somebody else who's doing it. Pogba can't do everything.
He can't do everything.
But Roy Keane was saying, look at Pogba, he's running across Canty to go and get the ball. That's because Canty didn't really want the ball. Pogba did. Yeah. But see, Canty off the ball, he runs across Pogba to go and get it back. So what's the difference? Mm-hmm. You just balance off each other, nah?
I don't know. Like, I wasn't agreeing with anything they said last night about him.
Well, we've got a centre midfielder, Andrew.
You can't say that Pogba can't play in a two, but I don't think you would get the best out of him in a two. I think it's more like, see, for me, right, I don't think he's the best midfielder in the world because he's not proved that he's the best midfielder in the world on a week-in basis, but talent-wise, he's the most talented midfielder in the world.
Yeah.
But do you think, at club domestic level, do you not think playing with Fernandes maybe takes it a wee bit away from him? Because he's in that 10, sometimes that's where Pogba wants to be.
But he doesn't want to play the wee passes, Pogba, doesn't he? He wants two quick strikers that he can play through on goal.
And he's got that wee clip that's in behind, he's got that slide, he drives with the ball. I think he is better if he's the main man, but talent-wise, man, like, he's been a pleasure to watch this tournament. We've talked about France.
Best player, isn't he?
We've talked about France not being great, but he's been...
I think
some of the stuff he does, mate,
is ridiculous, man.
Uh-huh. Somebody's got to play that pass and get on the ball and try.
But surely that's the whole point of having two centre-mids. One is more defensive, another one can go
creative. Right.
But then he's playing the guy that's the one that's creating effort to go and do the other job.
But what I will say is, right, is see for next year, especially for Pogba, man, you need more for somebody that's that good. For how good he is, you need so much more than what he gave last year, the year before that.
Because Solskjaer was going through stages not even playing him.
Yeah.
You didn't trust him, didn't you?
Nah.
McTominay, midfield.
The thing is with the goals.
It's crazy to think that they two are
talent wise.
They two are playing ahead of Pogba, man.
Freddie McTominay ahead of him. Solskjaer in it, wow. But what I'll say is, on last night, like, listen, I think the last few years football has become a bit boring, the way it's a lot of possession based and teams sit off and stuff, but that last night is the best you can watch, mate. When you're watching that, it's been increased in the changing room, isn't it? Unbelievable, end-to-end stuff. Then if that, mate, that is what you want to see, innit? It's just amazing.
What about Xhaka as well? See if he played like that for Arsenal every week. What player he played?
What is that doing? That players are better with that.
Like you say, it must be systems and how the manager wants him to play. It must be, because you can tell Xhaka's a talented player, man. I mean, he's impossible.
Said that before, like, Xhaka's always been a sort of whipping boy for Arsenal, and sometimes deservedly so, especially with discipline. We talk about discipline, man. That guy's disciplined, he gets about 5 red cards a year. But I think it always shows you something when a new manager always comes in and always plays him.
Aye.
And then Arteta came in, made him captain initially for the first few games, so he must have a big influence. But it's like you're saying, you've got to be judged more in your performances week in, week out. Know what you can do in a one-off game.
Yeah.
So I think Xhaka's been that sort of player, but he's not really got the luxury of players running about him that the other players have got in midfield.
No, he was very
See when France are up 3-1 last night?
Why is he taking his best players off?
What is he taking?
Why is Benzema coming off?
Aye.
What about his goal?
His first.
Does he mean that?
For
touch?
Me, that's better than Pogba's. If he means it, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
No, but of course he means it, because it's behind.
Aye, so he's just trying to get it.
I'm not saying that, like,
he's meant exactly
the exact touch. He's trying to improvise. He's trying to get a first touch that takes him in front of the ball. And
He's such a clever footballer,
isn't
he?
Oh,
he's brilliant.
See, for me, by the way, another one, I need Murphy Griezmann. Like, he's at Barcelona.
He just drives back heels all the time.
He's at Barcelona. They paid. What did they pay for him? He's obviously been France's main striker with Giroud for the last sort of 7-8 years. I need Murphy in these games.
Doesn't he offer?
See, we actually watch Griezmann,
he's annoying,
right?
Isn't he?
He's obviously top notch. He plays for Barcelona, but he's not really got, like, Mbappe's got blistering pace. It's like Benzema's movement's unbelievable. Yeah. You wouldn't say Griezmann's got one outstanding quality, would you?
He's not got that wee burst, is he?
But he's just like an all-round, obviously, very, very good striker. But you need Mera from the big games that like yesterday.
The Euros is now set in it now. That's it started after last night, wasn't it?
What is that?
The Euros has now started with
A-games. A-games.
Unbelievable.
Will England-Germany be at the end, or will that be a bore fest?
England will make it a bore fest, I think. I've told you, I generally think Germany... If Germany play the way they can play, I think they'll just outwork England tonight. Mm. I think England's just... Same as what we've said for the last four tournaments, regardless of how good their squad is, because it is. England's squad's better than Germany's squad, but on the basis of the three games we've watched so far, they're just too slow in possession.
I agree with that, good
teams.
The squad starting 11, I don't know.
I think Germany...
They're a strong starting 11, Germany. Kimmich, Goretzka, centre mid, Müller in front of them. When we're, I'm even including Havertz in that.
Yeah.
Werner up top, Gnabry, Sané, Wijn. That's strong, innit?
Is it so two wait, you're matching the two starting 11s?
Aye,
two starting 11s, you could probably
not a lot in it,
go
it?
Either or.
But then you're thinking about,
I would still look at England English and say, Harry Kane's scoring 25, 30 goals a year. Raheem Sterling before last year could score 20, 30 goals. Grealish has impacted it unbelievable. Aston Villa, Foden in the limited games he's played scored double figures again. Germany, Sané never really played at Bayern Munich this year. Gnabry had an unbelievable season. Müller sort of in and out, but still unbelievable.
Who do you, if you're at Southgate, who are you starting for England? Are you playing Juan Holding? He'll play two, won't he?
He'll play two holders.
He's not going to play two in the groups, and then
I know you.
I think he could change the shape for the night just because Germany stay at the back. I think they could match.
What and go?
3-5-2 at the back as well.
3-5-2.
Done it a couple of times.
Who's that? Stones, Maguire, and
Walker. Stones, Maguire, Walker, Reece James probably. Right.
Luke Shaw.
You're matching the two teams up in centre midfield.
And who's the two up top? Kane and Rashford.
Then Jordan Henderson comes in.
I'd play Henderson. Mate.
I'd play Henderson.
I think he's a type that's fit as fuck. What does he put? I know he's only played 2 45 minutes. But
so Henderson, when you go with the two in front of Henderson.
For me, I would play Foden, but
Foden and Grealish. Or do you think he's going to go two sitting?
Sterling will play.
Sterling always plays.
I think he'll either change it to match him up. If he stays 4-3-3, he might end up playing Saka after how well he played the last game, and just look at a bit more pace in the wider areas to hurt Germany. I fancy Germany.
I'm going. I'm not too sure.
I've got a bad feeling about it though. I think Germany, but I've got a bad feeling about it.
I think Germany play some high early on and put them under pressure and try and get the ball back. I think you'll see England crumble a wee bit. I think that's. If Germany press England high and make it uncomfortable, can I see England popping it round Germany and getting it? And I don't think I can because, like you say, they're too slow in possession sometimes.
I don't like Declan Rice. I don't think he's top level.
They're actually
how has Declan Rice become top level? What is it that he does for West Ham every week?
Runs about tackles people.
Aye, but if Billy Gilmore...
Top sitter needs to get on the bond.
If Billy Gilmore or John McGinn were like 4 or 5 inches taller, do we talk about them in the same way they talk about Declan Rice? I'm a wee bit...
I think Gilmore will be better than Rice in the long term.
But Declan Rice, like, I don't know. He's obviously good at what he does.
If you're matching him up against Kimmich gives you a lot of merda.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It's an interesting game for me. I think it'll be interesting. But England need to do so much more than they've done. You've got to say, to be fair, they were brilliant against Portugal. Hungary had all the ball, looked vulnerable at the back. Big Matt Hummels has looked vulnerable in the three games, didn't he? So it went to
even though Harry he's Kane slow, against you're Hummels, matching Harry Kane up with him.
The slowest race in history.
Two lorries sat over to each other.
Harry Kane, Matt Hummels, like if Harry Kane's going to start coming deep, I think England potentially would be better off starting up somebody else. Maybe bring Harry Kane on later on in the game. I think if you put a wee bit of legs in there, they can maybe run in behind. I know you've got to start him because of what he's done, but tell you what, stranger things have happened.
But then England's got the advantage at Wembley as well.
That's what I was going to say.
Is it an advantage because...
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
You would like to think being a home game, but...
We thought that about Scotland though, didn't we?
You said it earlier, Andy, that the pressure's now on them because of the way the France are knocked out and Holland's been knocked out. There's a not right opportunity to get to final here.
Okay, your decision game, Grosvenor Sport. You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for a chance to win big money.
It's changed today, isn't it? What is it? £1,000.
What, you can win £5,000?
You win £5,000.
Tonight?
Tonight.
What? How do you win the £5,000?
You have to get involved free-to-play at home as well for a chance to win big money. What you just said 10 seconds ago, I've just read exactly what you said. It's a simple yes or no game and a cash prize will be won. And each round as well as an overall leaderable prize of £5,000.
All right,
Yeah, it did say 10, but it's been changed just with the way the tournament's all went, and it Grosvenor's went mad, didn't it?
Everyone who gets six of them, all right.
We had to give 5k for Kev's bike, didn't we, for him to get here every day. Spent some of the budget.
Some fuel on that bike.
Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Well done, lads.
Should we agree that Sweden Ukraine doesn't deserve it?
Oh, we've never spoken about that.
Does it even deserve our chat?
How has it got the 8 o'clock slot, though? That's got to be England Germany, isn't it?
Does Sebastian Larsson still get a game for Sweden?
Aye.
No, I don't think he does.
No, he does. He played the first couple, didn't he?
But there's another guy called Larsson.
Henrik
is. He's called Seb Larsson as well. I don't think it's him, but.
Was it, no?
Is Jordan Larsson there?
Aye.
Is he? Has he done well there?
He's played, has he? I don't know anything about Sweden.
No, neither do
I. ABBA.
They're brilliant, aren't
they? Aye. What, he's an ABBA song?
Waterloo.
Couldn't escape if I wanted to.
Flat with you, innit?
Aye. Waterloo. Waterloo. I'm my baby will be
have you ever been to the toilets in an ABBA concert?
What's the joke? Oh!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.